Okay, yes.
And then Jai Prabhupada.
Yeah. I'm not singing Bhaja Gauranga, I'm singing Shri Ram.
Is Pratapana going to say something?
He's there.
Om Ajnana Timiranthasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chukshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaurbhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kirtan means glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead through music and song. In this particular age, that is the most effective way to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the most effective way to meditate upon Him. In the age of Kali, this particular age is called the age of Kali. In this age, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared in the form of His holy name. His name is non-different from Him. When we call out to Him by His name, He appears there. He personally becomes present. And that's why it's been described in the scripture, Koli Kale Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar. In the age of Kali, the Lord has appeared in the form of His holy name.
Thank you. Thank you.
this material nature is like a playground where we, like children, became completely absorbed in playing, while we are playing here, our Supreme Father, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is just watching us as if sitting on a bench next to the park. While playing with our friends in this playground, we have completely forgotten our dearmost Father. Although we have forgotten Him, He did not. He is just waiting when we will end our play, end our game, and turn towards Him, call out to Him, "Dear Father, where are you? Where are you?" And that prayer is, "Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya."
Thank you.
the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the reservoir of pleasure. He is the supreme enjoyer, and wherever he is, that atmosphere, that domain become filled with joy. We, the living beings, are searching for enjoyment constantly. And the way to derive that joy is simply by becoming connected to Him. Therefore, we offer our sincere prayers to Him. Jai Ram, Shri Ram, Jai Jai Ram.
Jai Ram, 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 Jai Ram,
About the Supreme Personality of Godhead has been most wonderfully brought to us in this world by His dearmost devotee. In this material nature, we were all oblivious about our Supreme Father and dearmost friend, who is the supreme controller of everything, who is our dearmost well-wisher. We had forgotten Him, but He did not. In order to remind us about Him, He sent a very, very special personality, His dearmost devotee, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada brought this message of the spiritual world and distributed it all over the world for the benefit of everyone. He reminded us that we have a Father who is the supreme proprietor. He owns everything. He is the supreme proprietor. He is the supreme controller. And forgetting Him, we are suffering in this world of ignorance. Therefore, He took it upon Himself to remind us about that Father. He came and He told us, "You are the children of the King of Kings. You're the children of the one who owns everything. You are the children of the one who is the controller of everything. So become related to him, and all your suffering condition will disappear, and you'll become submerged in an ocean of joy. You'll be transported from this world of misery into the world of ecstasy. That personality deserves the glorification, and therefore let us sing Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Srila Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Srila Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Srila Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Srila Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Srila Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Srila Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Srila Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Srila Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Srila Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Srila Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Srila Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Srila Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Srila Prabhupada
Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada
Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Srila Prabhupada
Jaya
He told us about the supreme reality, the spiritual sky, where the supreme personality of Godhead plays his eternal pastimes. There he plays with his friends in a beautiful atmosphere in the forest of Vrindavan. And sometimes he dances with his eternal consorts, the cowherd damsels of Vrindavan. By playing his flute, he invites them all to come and join him in his most wonderful pastimes. In that pastime, he has his loving exchange with his dearmost devotees. This loving exchange takes them into an domain of endless joy and submerges them into an ocean of ecstasy. In this loving exchange, sometimes he allows them to come close to him, to be with him, dance with him. And sometimes he causes separation, because this separation intensifies their love. In order to create this feeling of separation, sometimes the Lord, while dancing with them, just leaves them and disappears. These cowherd damsels then start to search for the Supreme Lord in the forest of Vrindavan. This search intensifies their love for him. This separation causes them to yearn to get him back. In this intense mood of separation, they start to describe the activities and glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. They start to tell, "My Lord, the words that you have spoken, the joy that you have given us just by being with us and allowing us to dance with you, causes us to become free from all our suffering condition. Just by remembering you, all the suffering conditions of the living entities disappear. But see what you have done to us. Although you cause everyone's suffering to become mitigated immediately just by remembering you, but you have plunged us into an ocean of separation. We are searching for you, but we can't find you. Words about your activities and glories are spoken by the most learned personalities of this world. Just by hearing those words, one achieves the highest benedictions. And those who speak about you, those who distribute the knowledge about your supreme position to the suffering condition of this living entities in this material nature, they are the most munificent personalities. Therefore, let us just continue to sing your glory. And by singing your glory, we'll find your association, we'll get your association. And that is how our suffering condition, our heart that is burning like a volcanic eruption, will immediately be soothed. So let us sing your glory. Tabu kathamritam tapta jivanam kobi bhiritam kalma shapaham tabu kathamritam tapta jivanam kobi bhiritam kalma shapaham tabu kathamritam tapta jivanam kobi kalma shapaham tava katham dita tapta jivana Shravana Mangala Personality of Godhead is one without a second. He is the supreme. He is the cause of all causes. He is the supreme creator. He is the supreme maintainer. And at the same time, He is our dear most friend, dear most well-wisher. He wants us to come back to Him. He wants us to be with Him and enjoy endlessly with Him. Therefore, He wants that we recognize His identity. We become aware of our relationship with Him, and we re-establish our loving relationship with Him. It is the love that unites us. So if we want to become united with that supreme well-wisher of ours, then all that we have to do is simply love Him. We simply have to reciprocate His love. He loves us. It is because of His love for us that He is taking care of us all the time in all respects. All our needs are satisfied by Him. All our necessities are provided by Him. Although we have rejected Him, but He is constantly taking care of us. is doing all that for us because He loves us. He loves us, but that love is incomplete because we are not reciprocating that love. He loves us, but we are not loving Him back. We are not responding to His love. Therefore, when we just tell Him, I love you, then that love becomes complete. And He begins to dance with joy that my lover is finally responding. The object of my love is finally responding to my love. The way to tell Him that we love Him is simple prayer to Him. In the form of this prayer, we express our love for Him. We tell Him how much we love Him, why we love Him. We love Him because He is the all-attractive personality. When we become exposed to Him, we cannot help but love Him because He is the supreme object of our love. We express our love by saying, O all-attractive, supreme Lord, please deliver me from the suffering condition of this world and allow me to go back to You in that world of endless joy. And there, please allow me to love You. Allow me to express my love for You, for doing something for Your pleasure. And that prayer in Sanskrit is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare.
Better with the
now again. Yeah. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Let us meditate upon that personality who is in our hearts. He is the dearmost object of our love. Sitting in our hearts, He is just waiting when we are going to turn towards Him and tell Him that we love Him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. This human form of life provides us with a most wonderful opportunity. This is not only the most elevated species of existence, but this form provides us with an opportunity to expand our consciousness to such an extent that we can conceive the inconceivable. We can conceive the absolute truth that exists beyond our sight, beyond this perceivable material world. There is another world, the spiritual world. We all came from there. And when we get the human form, we get an opportunity to go back to our original home, where we all came from, where we actually belong. And the way to do it is simply by developing our loving relationship with that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is sitting in our hearts and waiting for us to come back to Him. And the way to do it is simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare joining us in our prayers to the Lord. And I wish you all the best in your journey back to the spiritual sky, back to Godhead, back to your eternal Father and dear most friend, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thank you all very much.
I'd also like to thank all the members of the Govinda Kirtan Band plus guest performers. Bhakti Churu Maharaj is leaving Australia tomorrow morning early, so this will be his last appearance in Australia until he returns again next year around the same time. So we wish him all the best for his journey. He's constantly travelling now around the planet, doing what he was doing here and giving people, inspiring people in the spiritual life of Krishna consciousness. If you'd like to come and see Maharaj now, he'll be here for a few minutes before he heads out, so you can come up and have a few words to him. Otherwise, head up into the restaurant. So, I'll be just getting some information.